We've got your tournament coverage right here on the Sports Map Radio Network, presented by HelloFresh. This spring, HelloFresh is delivering great-tasting recipes that help you stick to your food goals, like new dietitian win options that are under 700 calories. Go to HelloFresh.com/Hoops60 and use promo code Hoops60 to get 60% off plus free shipping. HelloFresh.com/Hoops60 and use promo code HOOPS60. Now, back to the show.
Okay, as you heard, this segment is brought to you by our friends at HelloFresh. This spring, HelloFresh is delivering great-tasting recipes that help you stick to your food goals, like new dietitian win options that are under 700 calories. Go to HelloFresh.com/Hoops60, code Hoops60, to get 60% off plus free shipping. As we're back here on a Thursday afternoon, the second weekend of the NCAA tournament gets underway this evening in New York City and Las Vegas. And we talked about the two games in Las Vegas to start the show, those two being Connecticut and Arkansas and UCLA and Gonzaga. And we're going to go to the East region now, where we have Florida Atlantic and Tennessee squaring off in the second of the two games tonight at Madison Square Garden, the first one being Kansas State and Michigan State. And we do have our guest now as we bring on Ken Lavica, the play-by-play man for the Florida Atlantic Owls, as they look to continue what's been a wildly successful season for the college program down there in Boca Raton. Ken, it's good to have you aboard. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate that. Big day.
Yeah, it is a huge day for the FAU program. And let's start with the guy that leads that program, Dusty May. How has he built this thing up to get them to where they are now?
Well, it's been a lot of patience, but FAU has had five straight winning seasons under Dusty May, three postseason appearances, and just to give you a little context about just how wild the job is that Dusty May has done, Florida Atlantic, since last making the NCAA tournament in 2002, had three above 500 seasons. Dusty May has now registered five in a row, including this year's 33 wins, and he's got this team in the Sweet 16, so it has been truly one of the all-time college basketball master jobs that FAU has seen under Dusty May. And Florida Atlantic was a nothing in college basketball. And now to jump out with 33 wins and to be in the Sweet 16, Dusty May is as real deal as they come.
All right, well, around this time of year, everyone will talk about the fact that you need guards to win, and you guys at FAU have a couple of real good ones with Jonell Davis and Elijah Martin. Tell me about kind of their playing styles and how they've developed throughout the year.
Yeah, so let's start with Elijah Martin. Elijah Martin is big, bulky guard, former high school football star out of Mississippi, and his play reflects his sports background coming out of high school. He is someone that wants to get to the rim. He's someone that can get to the foul line. He can shoot from deep, but he's better at attacking the rim, but he's very steady. He put up 30 points in the Conference USA Championship game, the win over UAB, extremely impressive. He was the leading scorer years ago for Florida Atlantic, second leading scorer this season. Then there's Nelly Davis, and Nelly Davis is just a volume scorer if he needs to be. He is up over 20 points per game in this NCAA tournament. The thing with Nelly is that he comes in at 6'4", but he plays more like he's 6'7", and he can score in every way imaginable. He can get to the rim. He can also back you down. He can post you up. He's got incredible touch around the basket. He can hit from three, but he can get out in transition. The bucket that really broke the game open for FAU was a transition basket where Nelly Davis is euro-stepping through the lane to finish off at the rim. So he's not the strongest player. He's not the most athletic player. He's actually really underwhelming in the weight room. But when he gets out onto the floor, he can bang around. He can get the job done. He's unlike any player I've ever seen at FAU, and he is really, really impressive. But those are the two guys that really pace FAU in scoring, even though it's a very balanced scoring attack.
We're joined by Ken Lavica, the FAU play-by-play man, as the Florida Atlantic Owls take on the Tennessee Volunteers tonight in the regional semifinal in the East at Madison Square Garden. And Ken, let's go back a couple rounds to the first-round game with Memphis. Of course, FAU coming into the American Athletic Conference, so we'll certainly see these teams square off in the future as well. But what did you make of the ending of the game? And obviously, it's been highly controversial. It was FAU getting perhaps a fortuitous break with the jump ball and the arrow favoring the Owls and Memphis not being granted the timeout.
Well, perhaps this is my bias speaking, but I don't think that there was a lucky break at all in that spot. Listen, Memphis played completely disjointed basketball in the final 3.5 minutes, physically confronting one another in that game, completely unraveled. And so the play in question, the held ball with 5.5 seconds left to go, you've got Jaden Hardaway, who's on the floor with the basketball, but at no point did he motion for a timeout. It happened right in front of me. At no point did he bring his fingers into the palm of his hand. And so by the time Memphis players, Kendrick Davis, and then I believe it was Williams on the other side, are starting to motion for a timeout off the ball, B.J. Greenlee, Nellie Davis, Nick Boyd, they have their arms on the basketball or hands on the basketball already. And the officials in that spot, you're not looking out of your peripheral at the players that are calling timeout away from the ball. If Jaden Hardaway calls timeout on the floor, he gets the timeout. He didn't do it. Held ball happens. And in that spot, if you're the official, tie goes to the held ball. Tie doesn't go to the timeout. And Florida Atlantic, I think, got the rightful possession. But it doesn't happen if FAU doesn't send three bodies to the floor, if FAU doesn't continue what it's done all year. And that's just a really unselfish effort. You look at film, that's FAU's overwhelming characteristic, is that it is all out on every possession. Florida Atlantic, sneakily one of the top defensive teams in the country. I think FAU, if it is luck, FAU generated its own luck in that spot. And then the execution out of the baseline, out of bounds, was impeccable. Beautifully drawn up. Nick Boyd with the finish at the rim. So you can look at it as, and I know Memphis fans will obviously vehemently disagree, and it's going to be something that FAU is going to hear about when they go to Memphis next year. But the team that played more like the winning team in the final three and a half minutes of that game in the first round won that game, FAU and Memphis.
How about the win over Fairleigh Dickinson? I thought there was some nice resolve shown by FAU to not whittle under the pressure of the FDU storyline, and FDU making a lot of pushes in that second half after FAU got off to a good start. A nice display of resiliency on Sunday night, right?
Yeah, that game was absolutely wild. And, I mean, massive credit to Fairleigh Dickinson. Those guys work. Really, really work. And they gave FAU some fits on the defensive glass. They did the same thing they did to Purdue, and that's win a lot of those bad misses, but they hustled to the basketball. They won 50-50 balls, and FAU got down 7 in that second half. I'll also say this. I don't know of any other mid-majors that would be able to weather, not wilt under, right, 15,000 fans up against them. It literally felt like you're at Madison Square Garden and everybody is turned against you, and these guys turned it on late. But I think that Nellie Davis being calm, cool, collected under pressure, that is helpful. But FAU also has a variety of guards that don't panic. They can bring the ball up. You saw Nick Boyd. You saw Jalen Gaffney. You saw Nellie Davis handle some of that. You saw Elijah Martin. All of those guys can generate out of the point, and that was really, really helpful. And Florida Atlantic, with as deep as it is, regularly playing 10 guys all season long, the reason they've gotten to 33 wins is because they have left teams exhausted inside of the final 5 minutes left to go, and Fairleigh Dickinson was no different, and it was really obvious at about the 6.5-minute mark that Fairleigh Dickinson was starting to lose its legs, and that's exactly what happened.
All right, Ken, last one for you. How do you see the matchup tonight with Tennessee?
Oh, boy, if you like elbows, if you like potential blood, this is going to be the one for you tonight. I say that, though, not to try and disparage Tennessee, but to acknowledge that, hey, these guys, they have a style, they stick by it, and it's worked for them. And FAU is going to have to match that, and FAU understands that. It's going to be physical. They're going to have to bang. Florida Atlantic absolutely had teams in Conference USA that want to play out of the half court, want to body you up, whether it be UAB or North Texas, who is the best defensive team in the country, or a school like Charlotte, who just won the CBI last night. So FAU is equipped to do it, even though they're a little bit undersized. But if Florida Atlantic gets beat up on the offensive glass, it could be a long night. Florida Atlantic is going to have to do what it did against a very good offensive rebounding team in UAB in the Conference USA Tournament Championship and go get the ball on the defensive glass. If FAU can do that, it doesn't matter if the game's in the 50s, doesn't matter if the game's in the 70s, Florida Atlantic will have a chance to win. But FAU is going to have to match the physicality and rebound the ball.
There he is, Ken LaVica, the play-by-play man for the Florida Atlantic Owls as FAU looks to get to the regional final. They square off with Tennessee this evening at the world's most famous arena. Ken, have a good call tonight at Madison Square Garden, and we appreciate your time.
Appreciate you, brother. Thanks for having me.